I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Could we have some quiet, Representative Bradley here? Thank you very much. We have before us House Bill 611, which is an act making a supplemental appropriation of the Office of Governor Telecommunications and providing for an effective date. There is accompanying it the cover letter from the governor and some background information from the Office of Telecommunications. It relates to contractual services mostly for attorneys for the unusual expenses for the rate case. I have asked Mr. Kelly, the administrative assistant to the committee, to also add to that copies of H.J.R. 32, which actually passed in a slightly different form, but basically the same idea, as you'll remember. And in the back of your file, you'll find what was the old fiscal note for CS H.J.R. 32, which showed, among other things, I think $100,000 specifically for these rate cases to the GOT, which they didn't get. And they didn't get it, I found out after the legislature adjourned, because of a misunderstanding between the House and the Senate leadership as to the treatment of fiscal notes. And that is part of the reasons why they're hurting for money. Mr. Shaganow, the deputy director, is here, and if we could, we now have the corrected version, the CS for H.J.R. 32. And Mr. Shaganow could sit where that coat is, and if the owner of the coat could remove it, I'd appreciate it. Mr. Akers is ill, otherwise we have a coat.
What?
We'll talk about that later, Bob. He may well be recovered by the time of the veto session, in case that's what you were worried about. Mr. Shaganow.
Chairman, basically, the supplemental request is to cover the items mentioned in H.J.R. 32, the cost, basically a result of the long interim proceeding. At that time, we were anticipating a permanent proceeding for this fiscal year. As you know, our state filed for an interim rate increase. The cost to our office to participate in that proceeding was approximately $140,000. The supplemental will carry us into the permanent proceeding and through the joint board proceedings before the Federal Communications Commission. Our administrative assistant is on the way over with the budget breakdown. I can go through that as soon as the information gets here.
Well, the fiscal note that we had was $100,000 for H.J.R. 32. The supplemental is for $235,000. What would be the crudest, shortest answer as to why is it more? Because the joint board proceeding is also pending, or which reason?
Just because of the length of time and that was required for the interim proceeding, and the permanent proceeding was more complicated than we anticipated. We did not anticipate, for example, a 2-week proceeding for the APUC on an interim proceeding for one time.
Do you have a committee report?
Yes.
I'll entertain a motion to move along.
I move.
Any objection? Are you objecting?
Yeah, Philip, or sorry.
Okay. The only one in the committee. Is just one. If you look at H.J.R. 32, which is in your file, remember we passed that last year. Mm-hmm. There was money attached to it, we thought, and we blew it. 3 weeks after the session adjourned, I found the fiscal note didn't go through because the House and Senate leadership didn't agree. That would have been $100,000. They're asking for $235,000. Mr. Shaganow has indicated that one of the reasons is that the interim proceeding went much longer. I think it was one of the longest proceedings they ever had before the APUC.
Mr.
And
Chairman, if I could point out a couple other things, too. Whenever we're involved in regulatory proceedings, we're making our best guess, unaware of what position the other parties might take. And RCA took they made a pretty substantial filing at the interim, and we did not even anticipate an interim filing. We thought we would have the permanent proceeding starting last July or so, as per H.J.R. 32. They went into an interim proceeding, and there was just a lot of legal maneuvering because of that we did not anticipate.
You maintain your objection, Mr. Cole.
Okay.
I'm circulating.
We don't need quite a high density with the
extended funds in those two general funds?
I'm sure the money's going to be spent before the end of the fiscal year.
That's one question. I might, what we would, is there any way to have that on continuing appropriation? I guess it should have been.
Yeah, you can put it in there. I suggest you raise it with Finance Committee, go to Finance from here.
And then have it.
And this committee will prepare a committee report explaining how the legislature is in part at least culpable for the lack of funds. And for the members of the committee arriving late or haven't had a chance to meet any of also visiting us, Mr. Hebert, who's president general manager of Northern Television Incorporated, here on several matters that we've been talking to the committee and the administration about.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce Mr. Dick Edge, who is with the law firm County Park Davis Anderson, D.C. He's by coincidence in town at this time on another matter. Basically, legal implications involved in an ongoing TV project. If there were any questions by committee members, if not during the meeting or another time, they would like to talk to Dick about our various legal procedures that may be available.
We would like to talk to him, but we need about two more votes right now. Okay, we need them in the next 42 minutes.
Okay. I'm saying after the meeting adjourns, so if anybody has any questions, we'd like to meet with him, he would be available.
Welcome to Alaska.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Are we going to keep these things?